Welcome to Solo Travel Adventures, my sisters. Don't let fear hold you back from traveling alone. I want you to gather your courage, listen to inspiring stories, and learn how to travel solo while safely navigating new places from this show. I'm Cheryl Esch, solo travel advocate and travel coach, and I want you to have a transformative experience when you travel solo. So pack your bags, book your flight, and check one more time for that passport. It's time to explore the world. Hello, sister travelers. Well, it just occurred to me that it is April and summer in the Northern Hemisphere is just around the corner. And I got to thinking about, you know, what do people want to have, you know, information about summer travel. And some of my most popular episodes are actually have to do with packing. So I thought I'd share with you today four packing mistakes that you might be making. In general, are you considered an overpacker? Do you struggle with that? So I think these four tips are really going to be beneficial in helping you feel stress-free when you pack, because packing should be stress-free. And in general, if you don't have a plan or even a list for your packing, it will cause you to overpack because you don't, maybe you don't remember what you've put in your suitcase already. I like to also pack probably at least a week before my trip. So that might be something to consider if you tend to stress out about packing or wait till the last minute and then you're just dumping everything in and then you're finding yourself overpacking and having to really stuff things in. You have things in there that you just don't need or you forget things that you do need. So overpacking in general, overarching, is the number one packing mistake people make. But I want to share with you, how can you avoid this downfall? So, of course, number one, you know, you just overpack in general. That could mean you are just bringing too many just-in-case items. Oh, just in case. And so you start throwing these little items in and they add up. Or you bring clothing that you know you will never have enough days to even wear. So think about how many days you're going to be gone. And if you're packing, you know, outfits that are more than those days, then you are overpacking. And one thing you can refer to is in episode 16, I talk about sort of this idea of a capsule wardrobe to help you reduce how many clothes you're packing because you don't need as much as you think. Another idea that people have presented in packing for overpackers is, you know, once you've packed, take out about half of those items because you're not going to need them. You're going to find yourself wearing some of the same things multiple days, which you really should to save space. The other thing is some people bring too many shoes. I am usually a two pair of shoe packer. You might be able to get away with a third pair if maybe like one is a pair of sandals that are really small and flat. So consider reducing your shoes as well. And refer to episode 16 because I go into, you know, how I've created a capsule wardrobe and how I packed actually for my 11-day Europe trip for last year. So you can refer to that one and I go item by item and what you might need for a trip in general. Number two, common mistake is that you are not checking the weather at your destination. So don't be assuming you know what the weather's going to be like. I heard of a family that was going to a beach for vacation and literally like 5 out of the 6 days they were there, it rained. So they were unprepared with kind of that rain gear or a little cooler weather items. So up until you leave, and I've learned this living in Texas, weather changes on a dime, but that is also true pretty much in other parts of the world. So if you want to check the weather before you leave, see if there's going to be rain in the forecast, see if the weather is going to drop or if it's going to be warmer than you expected. Number three common packing mistake is not using packing cubes and or not rolling your clothes. So I'm a big component of using packing cubes, you can check out episode 72. I do talk about packing cubes. But if you choose not to use them, if you roll your clothes, you are going to create more space in your suitcase. You're also going to prevent less wrinkles in your clothes. And it just makes it easier to kind of pack your clothes and create more space. So I highly recommend that. Because folding your clothes actually takes up more space versus rolling. And number four, don't pack so tight or so light that you don't leave room for bringing back items that you've purchased, bringing back souvenirs, if that's what you do from your trip. I did make this mistake one time, and that I was so proud of myself. I had packed this, you know, carry-on, and I got everything in there for this, you know, long trip, but I had almost no space to bring back any larger souvenir items, which was kind of kept me from buying too much, true, but you know, you want to do leave a little bit of space in your suitcase for those kind of items. If you really want to dig a little deeper and hear a little more about some packing tips that I have, you can go back to episode 54 and then episode 25. Both of those, episode 25 is talking about a how to pack with a carry-on. The other one is kind of 12 of my unconventional items that I never leave home without. So you, I'm sure you have your own items that you will always pack and take on a trip with you. But these are four common packing mistakes people make. And in general, it all has to do with, you know, possibly overpacking. So if that's you, I hope this helped you. And I'm going to leave in the show notes a link for my free packing checklist that I have developed. I use that, helps keep everything organized, and you can feel free to use that to help guide you on, you know, different things that you might need for a trip. And ladies, get out there and have that adventure. Hey, sister travelers, did this podcast inspire and encourage you? Or move you to get out there and travel? Wonderful. There are three ways you can thank me. First one is leave a written review for the show on Apple Podcast. Two, share the show with your sister travelers, your friends, your family. And three, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And thank you again for listening to the show. Sisters, be fearless, take the leap, and get out there and have an adventure.